I was so scared, so frightened. I couldn't read it. I couldn't stop myself from shaking. I couldn't read it. I put it down. Started one scripture and I looked down like the fancy people do, you know, how they can read and look up and look down. I ended up at the other scripture. I started one scripture and finished the other one, and the guys sitting in front, like you're laughing, were my buddies. They were, I made me sick. I was sweating, sick, upset. Walked out of there and said to myself, a preacher I'll never be. My mother said, you will too. I could have won if it wasn't for my mother. Really? So, to end this, because I know Pastor Matt and others, and we want to have you share a chance to share your heart. In 2018, we want to make every effort to be a fellowship decent and in order. It's okay to do things right. This morning, we didn't do things quite right, but we made it through it. But you see, I was thinking in between there, okay, now what can I do to avoid some of the problems? It's okay to think about avoiding doing the same thing over. But doing the same thing and expecting different results is the definition of sanity. Okay, I just got to talk to Tater and say, okay, how did this happen? I already talked to Tater. I said, why was Matt knocking on the mic over and over and over? Hello, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1. Remember that part of the service? That's okay. It had its place, but it's not really what we want every Sunday. So you do what? You say, why did that happen? Taylor says, because the mic is a dead mic. Is that what you told me? Okay. Well, now we know. Make every effort for a fellowship to be decent and in order. A fellowship that is orderly and decent can be beautiful. It doesn't have to be stiff and obnoxious and boring and dead. Matter of fact, the more effective we are, the more together we are, the more we know the Lord honors that, can honor that in peace, and we expect that. Secondly, make genuine partnership with the Spirit a must in all that we do. Oh, God, help us to pray. Third, look for opportunities to share genuine love. We know healing with our community is on the mind of God. I'm talking about the Belt community in the valley. We know healing is necessary. It's not something that the flesh should take, but I believe if we bow on our knees, we spend time before the Lord will direct us how we can do our part in the name of healing. Yeah, I know it takes two to dance. I don't know much about dancing either, but usually it takes two, you know, unless you're out there doing your thing. Okay. Sow seeds of outreach and relationship in partnership with the Spirit. We are going to outreach in many ways. I just take too much time. I'm just telling you that we are going to, I don't know anything about farming. You all know that by now, but rarely I would think you, without sowing seeds, you can go to the field and say, okay, what happened? Oh, God doesn't love us. No. Sow the seeds. Wait patiently. And I guess you put hydrogen or something in the ground too. I don't know anything about farming, but you put something in there to make sure that things work better. We have to sow seeds instead of being, well, we welcome you to our fellowship. Well, okay, but do you invite them to your fellowship? No, but if they get here, we'll be the warmest church they ever saw. But do you invite them? Do you actually say, well, we meet at 10 o'clock and here's, blah, blah. You, let me say, well, I'm not a salesman. You don't have to be. Jesus said, go into the highways and byways and do what? Compel them. Not make them, but encourage them to come. That's another reason why when they come, we need to have our act together. That's why we need to have hospitality people in place before the visitors come. Instead of having the visitors walk in the hospitality, if at all possible, we need to have our music ready. It'd be nice if the preacher knew that Sunday what he was going to talk about. You know, things like that, simple stuff. We need to manage media opportunities and finally maximize our facility. What does that mean? Well, I'm not sure. I wish I could take time. I'm not going to tell you how we went to Calvary Temple, Deanna, and Renee was, her family was there. The church, I think it was about 36 people, and up front we had five or six shoe chairs. If you were really, who sat in those shoe chairs? They're like shoes that were in a shoe store. They were white, and they were the softest chairs, and the rest of the chairs were folding chairs, I think, or something. And all I know is for one reason or another, because God kept sending us people like the Huffmans, like others, we just hit the pitches that God threw to us. We released ministries, right? And this church that hardly anybody came in and went out of for, 15 minutes. Correct me if I'm saying something's not true. For 15 years. I know it's true. All of a sudden, we have different things happening, not because we said, let's make up something. No, we just responded to what God gave us. And people from the community began to come into our facility for a lot of different reasons. Well, if they come in, they better wipe their feet. Yes, I know. And they better clean up. Yes, I know. Some of our people in this fellowship are absolutely angelic in the amount of work they put out, keeping our fellowship in one piece. I just thank God for that. And if people come in here, you bet. We'll have a cleanup crew. We'll have them pay for it. We'll do whatever. But you know, if they come in, like I've been here for two of your funerals. You're still alive, aren't you, Matt? Yeah. You in there, Matt? I've been here where he's done two, and I had a sense of what the fellowship used to be, because a lot of the people who are not with us came with us. And you can see it. They're in out, but they're back in the fellowship. If people can simply walk into our fellowship, I don't care if it's for daycare. They walk in for daycare. They come in, hey, this isn't such a bad place, and it defeats some of the things that enemy is saying in their mind. You can't go through that door. You don't know what's in there. They got a screaming, hollering pastor now, charismatic guy. So we can defeat some of that simply by having a flow through fellowship. Let's ask God, how can we open up this wonderful, beautiful, anointed facility that people can come in through the city from our area? Come in, say, hey, this isn't so bad. What time does your church start on Sunday? It starts at 10. Well, I might just come. So, thank you for being faithful to listen to what I had to say. I know I went on and on, but I'll tell you what, I won't have another one of these leadership meetings this year, as far as my role goes, but we have got to be on track. We have got to be in harmony. We have got to know where we're going. We've got to have the same heart, same spirit, and where two or three do agree, is touching any one thing. I'll bless that. Pastor Matt, if you will.
I mean, that's enough waking old man up. You know, we're in the process of building and building and building and building. And I've got kind of a overall vision. That's not my fault. I ask God to take it away from me, that I don't see all the little details that take place to make this place kind of function. And so I kind of see my role is I'll approach you, hey, I need this or I need that, as I see where the Lord has equipped you to do things. It's not that Matt's trying to get out of it. It's just that Matt can't do it all. Now, it ain't my fault I can see it all. Okay? And every once in a while, I have one or two of you, and you know who you are, who will come up and tap me on the shoulder. Matt. Yep, feminine voice. Of something that I have neglected. And then those of you that have been around me a little bit, like Dwayne, he'll say, Matt, you can't put that off much longer. But the whole idea is here is we're all working together. And he has put us together. It's like Pastor said, there's no doubt that we're all here because it's an anointed time in our life. And that season is here in us now. You're not here by accident. You're not here by accident. He brought you here. And like you hear me say, I'm manual labor. That's right. I'm a servant of the Lord. And like it's really refreshing to see the other pastor shoveling snow at 6 in the morning. You just don't know what that meant to me. No, you don't. I've been here running around with that plow for 10 years. Now, if you want me to tell me, I could tell you how many times I've seen a pastor on the end of a shovel out here. And it's encouraging. Well, I knew he lost his keys because I tried to get in the door and he wouldn't let me in. No. Oh. But anyway, as we work through this, he's right. When we visit with somebody, come on out and see. We think of the camera deal to take the pictures of and be able to, man, we have a website that's functional. Thank you, Gary. I mean, you can go on our website, and we're going to project it one of these Sundays whenever we get that we're not running in circles. No, serious. I mean, Dawn is going to bring it up and going to show you exactly how to go through it. We're going to show you all the finalities, the fun parts in there, how to get into the archives. It's even got his face in there. Can you believe it? I got the missus with me. I'm okay. But no, to build that up. But then, okay, then how do we project the community that, hey, we're here alive and well, a newsletter. And it's been on my heart for over 2 years to have a newsletter. And you know what? It's going to happen, folks. It's just like having our website that's functional. That's happened. I danced in a circle and cried when that happened. Because you just don't know with 3 years of batting your head against a brick wall, because I'm not computer literate. If I could have written the thing, I'd have stopped the world and done it. But what's the Lord do? He brings a man along that can get it done, and it's done. Not only that, he brought somebody that knows how to write English. And Mrs. Stober did her best. But any of you will tell you, I talk hillbilly, I preach hillbilly, I am hillbilly, and that does not cut the mustard with those folks that wear suits and ties and have big paychecks. And you know what? We have a God with a sense of humor that's second to none. He is. I mean, he's just fun. I share with Bonnie once in a while. I said, what do you think of that? Man, he got us again. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. My strength, if I see it, is being able to visit with community. I mean, I can walk into any one of your bars, and I can sit. I can just walk through the door. Hi, Matt, and we're in a conversation, and we're talking about Jesus openly. I walked into the Harvest Moon the other day. I actually gave a sermon. It was more of a sermon. You wouldn't believe it. And the people were standing around nodding, and yeah, then they go right back to their beer. But I mean, hey, the Word of God still arises. I mean, they expect that. Okay, so we go out in the community, develop like the small groups we have going now. And we got another small group with men. It looks like it's going to manifest. I mean, and that isn't me. That's God saying to these people, hey, it's time you get your act together. It's just like you can't drag teenagers to a Bible club meeting. How many horses do you think it would take? And then they wouldn't listen to you anyway. But I mean, you have the kids come in, and they sit there, and when they start reading God's word, it goes dead silent. Hey, that isn't me, no, but do I talk to the superintendent? Yes. Do I talk to the janitor? Yes. I have that ability. But it's the Lord that's multiplying on that, and that's what he's got written up here, reproduction. When I asked the kids the other night to sit down and write down the Ten Commandments for me, 8 of the kids that are there don't even go to church. Any place. Their parents don't go to church any place. Average, 5-10 commandments they were able to write out. That's not too bad for some kids that don't go to church at all. And then I got to blame it on my wife. He taught that section. Oh, but we got some that named 9, some named all 10. Kids. I taught school for 20-some years up with the Indians. That's why I said to send up a smoke every once in a while. Oh. So I'm really encouraged with what I see here. Seeing the progress that we're making. Things that have been in the works for 3, 4, 5 years that are now are happening. Click, 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 click. In a month or so, I can see us with a newsletter. Praise the Lord. And then we've got community-wide distribution of the truth. And I think that goes a long ways. But being able to recognize what your gifts and talents are, and then when I bring it to you, I don't demand nothing. I just turn you over to God. Sometimes you're going to be able to do it, sometimes you won't. And if you don't do it, then I'll find somebody else. Because he's going to provide. Because this shed is not mine. This shed is not mine. But I am part of this fellowship. And you're stuck with me. Lord willing. Until he says, get. Or like you say, I'm number 3 or whatever of the funeral thing.
Oh, I had two or I'm the third one.
No. No, but and now view of this facility by the community. The other day there were 8 people worked on this facility that do not attend here. Last year, I used 20-some men from this community that never attend here to maintain the facility. I mean, just take a look. Take a look around. How many carpenters do you see here? How many plumbers do you see here? How many welders do you see here? So I go out in the community. I says, hey, I need some help. Okay, Matt, what do you need? I need this. It shows up. I said, how much I owe you? He says, no, I'm doing penance, so it's... That's just part of my penance. Yeah. Well, yeah, but the Lord provides over 20 men to work on this place. I don't attend here. Do we still bear witness? Yes, we bear witness to the Lord Jesus Christ. But this is a community. This facility here is maintained by community. And somebody says, well, I give my 5 hours a week. That's how come it's maintained. I got news for you. I got news for you. If you're not giving to the Lord, if you think you're giving to this place, you just well stay home. You've missed the whole purpose of salvation. The Lord requires the tithe. Oh, Matt, that's old school. Okay. New Testament requires a percentage of your increase. And as you're more blessed, what does it say? Those whom I am blessed are going to, what's going to happen to you? You got to share more. If I was you, I'd go back to the Old Testament. Tithe only means 10%. No, if you want to go New Testament with it, hey, I'll sit down and talk it over with you. It'll make your skin crawl. No, but if you're giving or when, and now, the most important part is the giving of your heart. It's the giving of your heart. It's the giving of your abilities. It's not dollars and cents. It's what I've blessed you with to share with your brothers and sisters in Christ. If I've blessed you with ability like they're doing in the kitchen, be able to wash dishes, okay, share that. Okay, this is where the dishes go. This is how we clean them. This is how we sterilize them. Share that. It didn't cost you a blessed dime if money is your. So as we share and as we work together, we can strengthen each other because each one of us has that little extra something in our personality that he gave us. To be able to support you and you and you and you. Because without us, folks, there's a hole in a complete puzzle for the body of Christ. So let me encourage you. Encourage you as you recognize your talents and as you recognize your gifts and as you recognize that somebody that needs help or somebody who needs just be talked to. And maybe you're scared to go in the hospital that you're going to get sick. Now, right now, we've got 11 that are, I call, incarcerated in rest homes and nursing homes and assisted facilities that can't get out on their own. And I realize there's some of you that just can't put yourself in it to see someone who's going downhill, whether it's with Alzheimer's or dementia or just plain arthritis. And that's fine. But take a look at what your ability is. So the ones who do have those gifts can use them, that they're not stuck doing what you could have done. That sets you free to be able to use the primary gift that God has given you. So I just encourage you to do your share. Nobody's going to ask more than that. Fact is, if you're doing your share, they're going to be so excited you won't believe it. You might even get a hug. Okay.